It's Friday, January 27th, 2023. I'm Jason Udiel, and this is The Hidden Node, episode 144. So for the past week, we've been mostly focusing on staying on top of things with the agenda. And, you know how the story goes. We haven't, but we have. 50-50, we'll call it that. Mostly because we've stayed on top of the two big things I wanted to stay focused on. Those would be the art and the writing side of things. I knew I wasn't going to get everything done. Certain things that once the momentum's gone from them, they're a little harder to pick up and go. The biggest example of this would be the archiving stuff. I haven't touched it. I did all of that last week. I did so much of it last week that I was kind of feeling sick of it when I started looking at it this week. So I just said, we'll move it to the later week. We'll take care of it later. Later hasn't arrived yet, at least not that later. But we'll take care of it at some point. It's still a thing I'm interested in, but it's not a priority. The important stuff's already up there, and frankly, I don't really know many who will want to go back a decade in my audio blog, but hey, who knows, someone might. I certainly have for some podcast, so why not? That said, art's been focused primarily on two things, continuing to do writing projects, and then we did a special little project for a friend of mine. Okay, so VTubers. They're a thing, right? My character's technically one. It's most of the streamers I know are them. If you don't know what a VTuber is, it's essentially a avatar representation of your character while you're streaming. They're relatively common. You've seen them in media for, as long as media has portrayed things. It's essentially having another character represent you. I could go as far as to say that, the wizard from The Wizard of Oz, this Emerald City personification, would be a VTuber, to kind of give an example. It's you, but not you. Sometimes drawn, sometimes a projection, sometimes digitally altered, whatever. So a friend of mine has been wanting to get one developed for a while. And now I'm not a great artist. I'm not really even a good artist. I am comfortably in the mediocre artist field. I'm not bad, but I'm not far beyond okay. I don't even think I crossed the line into okay. Mediocre. Comfy. So I thought I'd try my hand at it. I thought, why not? And it was really cool. They had a full style sheet for their character. And it was pretty easy to just kind of go to town on it. And it's not perfect, but I'm really happy with how it came out. I will link to the tweet about it. And, just check the show notes if you want to see what it looks like. So beyond that, we focused on writing. Now, we haven't actually gotten to any serious writing yet, but we are getting to that world-building / drafting phase where we're trying to figure out what we need for the writing project, and I'm really kind of happy with where we're going. I talked a little bit about it last episode on what we ended up with. We ended up settling on a story concept that started brewing last year. So, a lot of my writing comes from different inspiration sources. They always do for everybody, but mine tend to come a lot from, the media I've experienced as a child, and what stories have grown from there. I was playing a game from Old Moon called Ghost Song. It's a Metroidvania that was a part of the early wave of Kickstarter projects from a decade ago. Quick aside, a Metroidvania is basically it's a exploration platformer game taking heavy inspiration from Castlevania and the Metroid game series. Particularly, kind of the Super Metroid, Metroid Fusion era, and like later Castlevania titles like Symphony of the Night and Aria of Sorrows and those type of things. It's basically go place, get a thing, get another thing. This thing gives you movement abilities. This thing gives you certain abilities to break stuff. Use those to access new areas. That's Metroidvania. It's a good genre. It's fun. Anyway, let me give you a quick little mini review of Ghost Song before we get back to the writing. So, Ghost Song is a nice addition to the Metroidvania's genre. And had it come out like a decade ago, I think it would be receiving a lot more praise as a shining example of the crop of indie Metroidvanias that came out in the 2010s. The problem is, it came out in 2022. And in 2022, there is a ton of indie Metroidvanias coming out, already out, shaking up the genres, etc. And Ghost Song is a touch too derivative of what came before, and it doesn't really add enough to the genre to make a huge splash. It's beautiful and atmospheric, and I cannot praise enough about how good the album is. It's so moody guitar, just wonderfulness. But that's about it. There's a lot of titles that do what Ghost Song does better, and it's not nearly. We're in a post-Hollowmate world, and the mechanics Ghost Song uses have been improved upon so much in other games that this one feels like it should have came out half a decade to a decade ago. It's a good game, but it feels dated for when it came out. But to be fair, it is made by one guy over a decade, so it's a labor of love. Anyway, moving on. So, review aside, the game sparked my interest in the Metroid setting again, as well as concepts of power suits, exploring strange worlds, and surviving on the edge of the civilized galaxy. I'm still hashing out the basics of the rules of the story and how it affects the outline, but they're both coming together pretty nicely. And look, I speak often about world building. It's kind of my like favorite part of writing. And this past week, trying to work out the whys of power armor, how much it costs, the logistics of it, who would use it, that's been such a blast. I've really been enjoying it, and I need to get away from that and to the story itself. But I've been having fun. You know, those limitations really help paint the plot of the story and tell me what my protagonist will do in situations. So they're important, but at the same time, if I'm not writing the story, the story's not getting written. We'll keep working on that and toss you some updates as we go. One last little thing for the night, besides working on agenda stuff. Me and Raven have been checking out a fun little YouTube channel. Linus Bowman is the name of the channel. It's the designer who's on it. And he's a graphic designer who does a lot of interesting videos talking about just design in general, design principles, and fonts. You see, I have opinions on fonts. It's this entirely my wife's fault. She's a graphic designer and has instilled this to me, so watching this channel with her has been a joy. He basically talks about font design in movies, in products, in like the boroughs of, you know, London and heraldry and sigils and things like that, and it has been so much fun. It's reminiscent of a Netflix series that Hattie got me hooked on like a decade ago. A lot of things are a decade ago. The show was called Abstract, The Art of Design, and it had 2 seasons, and I wish it had more, but basically each episode they looked at a different artist and did interviews with them and talked about different concepts that they covered, And I think they had like two different episodes on font, two different artists who looked at it from different ways. And it was such a joy. I highly, highly, highly recommend the entire set of both seasons. They talked about architecture, car, stage design, illustration, bioengineering, just so much more. Highly recommend it. Anyway, so it has been a joy watching this guy's channel. He talked a bit about the papyrus history, and that's the thing I like about these videos, is not only is he talking about the font, what it means, things like that, he delves really deep into the font's history. Like, he did a review of fonts in the Wes Anderson films and talked a lot about Futura, which is a font that is 94 years old, 96 years old. It's late in the evening, I can't do math, but it came out in 1927, so 96 years old, 96. And how much those fonts have affected our world and how people use them, and gosh, just thinking about some of the essays on like Cooper Black I remember watching like earlier last year, that just, oh, so much fun. I'm font nerd, okay? I'm getting into them more and they're fun. But that said, I think it's about time we get going. I've got some more writing stuff to try to poke at tonight, and maybe might do some more of the archive on the website. We'll see. I'm not really feeling it, so I'm just pretending like I'm going to touch the archive. I'm not. It's not happening tonight. Pretend like I did. Okay? Okay. So, music for this episode has been: the intro is Catching a Running Mouse, and the outro music is Bend and Warp. Both of them are from the album Light Off from Mukemad, available from Magnatune.com. The bed noise is provided by Sirenscape's Sci-Fi Player. Attribution for Spaceport can be found on the website. Don't forget to support the show, share the episode, join our Patreon, or, you know, just leave a comment or something. Let me know you're hearing this, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about the podcast, questions in general, email me at contact@jsamudio.com. This work is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. See creativecommons.org for more details. And that's it. That's the show. We're done. We did this 2 weeks in a row. I'm really happy about that. Goodbye. Okay, just one more thing. Hey, the font for the podcast thing is the default Microsoft font family thing, Calibri. And look, I know it's like a basic font. It's the default on Word, and everybody uses it, but it's clean. It's a nice sans serif. It's got decent readability. You know, it's a good font. I like it. And I use it like for the default, like the podcast images and the website image for, like, you know, here's the episode title or whatever. That's Calibri. I am thinking about updating it to Montserrat, but I'm not sure. I kind of use that a lot for other projects, so we'll see. Anybody got opinions on nice legible fonts for the site? Toss them to me. I'm interested. Let me know if there are font nerds out there. I want to hear from you. Please. Bye-bye.